So we thank Krishna Prabhu for enlightening us on the character of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So Maharaj is a little sick, so he will not be able to come. But he's going to speak on the pastimes of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the evening during the Pandal program. Hare Krishna. So we'll continue the kirtan towards the...
How many?
Distributing the holy name, spreading the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to every town and village. And Saraswati Thakur said, that is not my mission. And Madan Mohan Malviya was quite shocked. And Saraswati Thakur said, my mission is to build temple. Actually he asked, when will you build a temple in every town and village? Saraswati Thakur said, that is not my mission. He said, my mission is to build temple in everyone's heart. So that was the ambitious mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was not satisfied simply making center every town and village. Rather, he was looking for that moment where he could build temple in everybody's heart. Sometime people ask, I remember one time in Thane during Janmashtami festival, somebody asked one of our leader, preacher, he said, when will the temple come in Thane? He said, the temple will come to Thane when everybody in Thane has a temple in their heart. Then automatically the temple in the heart will, the temple in Thane will manifest. So that is the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And therefore, again it is explained that Saraswati Thakur was preparing here for many years. Like we read Prabhupada's Lilamrita also. Lifetime in preparation. We can't establish the mission abruptly. It was not suddenly established. Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada were preparing. When one devotee asked, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was planning to invite the governor of Bengal, the British governor, for establishing or starting this, inaugurating the center, and this governor was naturally, of course, coming from the Western world, and he was a meat eater, and especially cow's flesh eater. And some of the devotees were not very comfortable that Saraswati Thakur is inviting such a person. And they came and asked Saraswati Thakur, Gurudev, why are you inviting such a person? He said, purity is the purity of the heart. I have decided this many lifetime before. Preaching Krishna consciousness was not this lifetime's mission for Saraswati Thakur. He said, many lifetime before I have decided this. And therefore Saraswati Thakur had the vision of every planet. One time he said, actually in the heavenly planets a lot of sense gratification is going on. I need to send the preachers there also. That was the vision of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He could see, you know, wherever sense gratification is going on, he was very disturbed. And he was ready to send his people to disturb their sense gratification. That was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And therefore, he wrote that famous letter to the disciples in his mutt about how to avoid sense gratification. But he also realize that the disciples in this age of Kali are not willing to accept austerity. Therefore, he narrated that story, Balam rice and ghee. Unless you provide Balam rice and ghee, the devotees, the conditioned souls who are very superficial in their commitment to Krishna, they will not take to Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Saraswati Thakur was the first one who gave a shape to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Otherwise, Gaudiya Vaishnavism before Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was scattered. Everyone was performing their bhajan. That is the natural tendency, the conditional tendency of a conditioned soul, and especially in India. Organization and unity is a disease. People want to be independent. And Saraswati Thakur realized this. Everyone would have their own bhajan kutir. Everyone was interested in their own liberation. Nobody wanted to organize. And that is the one special quality of Christian missionaries. They are very organized. And therefore Saraswati Thakur, seeing that and also learning from the Shastras, because in the scripture it is explained, what is the greatest strength in Kali Yuga? Sangha Shakti Kala Yuga. The strength comes from unity. And therefore he gave a shape to the Gaudiya Vaishnavism and created an institution out of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which was not there before. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had the vision of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of establishing Krishna consciousness all over the world. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave shape to that vision by creating Gaudiya Math, establishing 64 mathas all over India. In fact, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was establishing his center in Bombay, he had a place in Vileparle in 1920s, you can imagine. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we are not in Bombay to live in a secluded place. It's a very secluded place. Even during Prabhupada's time, some of his disciples said, Prabhupada, this is too remote place. Of course, Prabhupada had already seen this is going to be a very, you know, very densely populated town, and therefore Prabhupada chose. You can imagine what was the time, what was the situation during Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, this is very, very remote place. He said, you want to be in the middle of the city. And therefore, he had a center in Nana Chowk. Just close to Radha Gopinath temple. Now they have moved it to Bandra. Remember, we would visit that place. Very close, walking distance from the temple. Where our Sachikumarpu used to reside, very close to that. The original Gaudiya Math of Bombay. Founded by Bhaktisiddhanta, Srila Prabhupada located that place and Saraswati Thakur came for the inauguration. So therefore we are very close, Radha Gopinath is very close to the place desired by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the middle of the city. So Saraswati Thakur established centers all over India, and then he also visualized, he was dreaming, that this knowledge is not only meant for the Indians. It is meant for every person in the world. And Srila Prabhupada actually fulfilled the vision of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, he is the most dear one. Why? Because he took the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to such an extent, because many devotees were thinking, some of Prabhupada's godbrothers themselves, oh, this Prithviya Chetanagaradi Grama means maybe Bengal. Prithvi means they are thinking may not be beyond Bengal. And if anything, beyond Bengal, maybe all over India. And then he had tried to preach in Burma, which is beyond India, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. But Srila Prabhupada knew Prithviya Chetanagaradi Grama means also heavenly planets. Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in the Bhagavatam, he said even in Kali Yuga, even in the animal kingdom, the animals also are degraded in their behavior. There is a need for preaching to them also. So that is the vision of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was fulfilled by Srila Prabhupada. And then he prepared for a full lifetime. Like in this very place, when Saraswati Thakur was performing his bhajan, first 5 years he performed his tapasya in Yoga Pit, chanting every day 300,000 names of the Lord, 192 rounds. And the next 4 years he came here. This is the Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Brajapattan, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly perform dramas here. This is the place where Mahaprabhu would enact as Rukmini, you know, perform amazing pastimes, dramas. And next 4 years, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur performed his tapasya. And his devotees were insisting, why don't you come to Kolkata to preach. So Saraswati Thakur didn't think that it was the right time. So therefore he would say that, oh, I would not want to come to Kolkata. That's a hellish place. One day he was sitting and chanting, and suddenly one note, you know, paper from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a torn paper, flew because of the wind carried by the Ganga and came and fell at his lap. And that was the verse spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami from the Madhya Lila. And that verse indicated that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami had come to Jagannath Puri, and after developing this disease in his body, he decided to commit suicide. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know somewhere or other that Sanatana Goswami is planning to commit suicide. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came one day and he started chastising Sanatana Goswami. And he told Haridas Thakur, just see this thief. He is destroying somebody else's property. His body belongs to somebody else and is going to destroy it. He said, this is thief. What do you think, Haridas Thakur? He was asking Haridas Thakur. He said, this body belongs to me and Sanatana Goswami wants to destroy this body which belongs to me. This is not fair. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that your mission is to go to Vrindavan. I cannot go to Vrindavan because my mother wants me to stay in Jagannath Puri. And he gave the mission, Krishna Prema Krishna Bhakti Seva Pravartan. Lupta Tirtha Uddhara or Vairagya Shikshan. This was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To teach people about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, give them the process through which they can attain love of God, and establish centers everywhere, and then also teach them Vairagya, renunciation. And that was the verse flew and fell on the lap of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He saw that and he realized, this is what Mahaprabhu wants from me. And that was the beginning of establishing the mission all over India and beyond the shores of India through his very dear disciple Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So therefore, only because of this line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we know anything about Krishna, we know anything about Navadvip, we know anything about Mayapur, we know anything about Vrindavan. Therefore, this is a very important place for all the followers of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. After preparing for 9 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally indicated to him by sending this paper, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, from then he rented an apartment, small place in Calcutta. One of his disciples offered to pay the rent because Saraswati Thakur had nothing, and in Calcutta he started preaching. And then slowly, slowly, many devotees came forward to establish, to accept the mission of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You can imagine, to preach about Krishna consciousness when Bengal was burning with a desire for independence. Most of the struggle for independence was taking place in Bengal, Punjab and Maharashtra. They were the ones who were fighting severely against the Britishers. And Calcutta was one of the headquarters. And here in Calcutta, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the guts, he had the daring to say that independence is not the most important mission. Just imagine, we can imagine going to 1922, you know, young people coming there, and most of the people who came to were all young and all educated people, very idealistic people, willing to lay their life to the independent mission. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had the guts to say that independence will come and go. That is not most important. The most important thing is Krishna consciousness. And therefore, this revolutionary concept appealed to Srila Prabhupada. And when he was walking out, when Narendra Mulik asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada when he was called as Abhayacharan. What do you think about this sadhu? Prabhupada said, Mahaprabhu's mission is in the best of the hands. And Prabhupada also mentioned that I was very happy to be defeated by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's concept. And Prabhupada switched over from being a Gandhian, he became the follower of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Apparently, he was eternally follower of Saraswati Thakur. So there are many, many such stories of Saraswati Thakur. One story our Shruti Dharma Prabhu told, very interesting story for those who are living in the temple, those who are planning to build the temples. One time, some of his renunciates were fighting about which room they should occupy. So Saraswati Thakur overheard devotees fight about who should occupy which room. Then he called his devotees and he said, actually Mahaprabhu, he captured these big ministers in the form of Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and they made them beggars. He said, my situation is I have captured beggars, now they are fighting to become ministers. Very interesting story when he saw the fight. And therefore Saraswati Thakur always preached this, that unity and simplicity and internal purity will bring about a revolution in the misdirected civilization of the world. And Srila Prabhupada, because he had that power, he had the purity, he took it, this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Guru Maharaj, and within no time, he spread it around. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Gandharvika Giridhari ki. Jai.